Hey, everybody, you're listening to President Sean's Rotary Roundabout, episode 10 for week 12 of the Rotary year, September 17th, 2018. Hello, fellow Rotarians and friends. I'm Sean Mullen, president of Club 27, the Rotary Club of Des Moines, Iowa. My year of service as president is for the Rotary year 2018-2019 that began on July 1st. Welcome back to Rotary Roundabout. Thanks to all of you who are offering comments and ideas on my podcast. I appreciate them, so keep them coming. I want it to be of benefit to our club and Rotary overall. Our Rotary year is well underway. At last week's meeting, our guest speaker, Paul Rottenberg with Orchestrate Management, reminded us that our club, Club 27, was one of the first organizations to hold a meeting in what was then the new Hotel Fort Des Moines. That facility was known as our home for decades until we relocated to our current facility at the Wakanda Club back in 2009. You know, I'm always fascinated by the longevity and impact that our club has had in the community for so many years. You may recall, too, that we welcomed four new members to our club last Thursday. Our new members are V.J. Shaw, Jay Seagull, Travis McKernan, and John Schmidt. If you have the opportunity, please reach out and introduce yourself to them. We want to help them grow from being a member of Rotary to being a Rotarian. Our new member orientation committee is ably led by Chair Ganesh Ganpat and Vice Chair Christina Smith. I've had the pleasure of working with both of them in revamping the slide deck presentation, which they use to introduce new members to Rotary, our club, and its traditions. If you think about it, it's a daunting task to distill over 107 years of club history and tradition into a 50-minute presentation. But I think that Ganesh and Christina have hit the important highlights that new members need to know about. Their presentation covers basic history of Rotary, including Paul Harris's founding of a service-based business organization in Chicago, where members rotated hosting meetings, hence the name Rotary. The presentation then goes on to cover the origins of our club's beginning in 1911, as well as the numerous philanthropic activities that we're now involved with, including supporting education, scholarships, community agencies, as well as recognizing selected police and firefighters. There's also an emphasis on building relationships through regular attendance at meetings. We explain our open seating policy and its benefits. We also explain how various smartphone and computer applications such as Club Runner and Club Locator can help Rotarians find and connect with other Rotarians and clubs around the world. If you've not had the chance to experience one of those platforms, I encourage you to do so. They're easy to use and a unique benefit of your membership in Rotary. This coming Thursday, I've asked all committee chairs and vice chairs to attend a special meeting where I'll introduce our board's positioning statement. As you may recall from one of my earlier podcasts, our board met back in June to focus on key issues and opportunities that need to be addressed. What resulted was a formal statement that reads, "The Rotary Club of Des Moines engages leaders who see our community and the world as a place where our service creates transformative impact and lasting change. The club will do this by engaging hundreds of community leaders each week to exchange ideas, form friendships and professional connections, investing in transformative local and global initiatives, and focusing the community around relevant and current challenges." During this important meeting, our 12 committees will be tasked with lining out how their work will seek to live out and execute this vision. It's important to remember that this is not a single, one-year effort, but one that our club's officers are committed to for the next several years. We'll look to use and promote this positioning statement throughout our club's activities. I encourage you to think about how you might see yourself in helping our club put this vision into action. Feel free to share your thoughts or observations with the chair of a committee that you serve on, any board member, or me. We're eager to use this as an opportunity to move our club forward. If you're the planning type, you may want to note that October 24th, 2018 has been designated World Polio Day. If you'd like to learn more about it, you may visit www.endpolionow.org for more information. The most recent End Polio campaign report issued last week showed a total of 17 active cases, reported with 4 in Pakistan and 13 in Afghanistan. It's also important to note that Nigeria is 11 months away from being declared polio-free. I always like to highlight these polio updates because it is such a huge effort. But there are any number of equally important efforts that are undertaken every day by local Rotary clubs around the world, including our own. Rotary's motto, Service Above Self, takes many forms, regardless of scope or scale. Our guest speaker this week is Central College's President Mark Putnam, and will feature a special presentation by the Central College Chamber Choir. If you know a Central College alum, please be sure and invite them to attend. As a reminder, you'll want to be sure and mark down the upcoming activities of our Wheels Fellowship Group for this Saturday, September 22nd, and our Golf Fellowship Group's opportunity to help support the Rotary Club of Des Moines Foundation with their outing at Glen Oaks Country Club on Monday, September 24th. That's a wrap on this episode of Rotary Roundabout. Feel free to let me know what you'd like to have featured or other ways that I can make this medium beneficial to our club. Thanks for listening, and I'll look forward to seeing you around Rotary.